We interrupt this program to bring you a special announcement. A report has just come in that seems to indicate that the spaceships are real. We switch you now to our roving reporter, Alan Freed, downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
This is Alan Freed, downtown, folks. There's a big crowd here. Tell me, sir, what would you do if you actually saw a spaceman?
Duck back in the alley.
And you, sir, what would you do?
Just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel.
Thank you, sir. The police are thinning out the crowd here, folks, and we can see that the spaceship has actually landed. For an on-the-spot report, we switch you to Al Jazbo Collins.
Yes, friends, here we are. And the police are trying to open the door of the strange craft. Wait, there seems to be a voice coming from inside.
I hear you knocking. But you can't come in.
Yes, the door is opening. Yes, there's a little green man coming out. He's going to speak.
Scooby-dooby-doo.
The activity here, ladies and gentlemen, really has me excited.
Here I go reeling.
I've also got a bad case of hiccups. And now here's Alan Freed on the other side of the crowd.
Thank you, Jazbo. Let's see if I can get through this crowd up to the spaceman to ask him a question. Here we are. Spaceman, have you come to conquer the world?
Don't want the world to have and hold.
Seems to speak English, too. Mr. Spaceman, we Earth people want to be friendly. Is there anything we can do for you?
You can do anything, but stay off of my blue suede shoes.
Well, thank you, Spaceman, and thank you, Alan Freed. Evidently, this visit was only exploratory, folks, because the Spaceman is going back into his ship. Yes, there he goes, and I believe he has one last word for us.
See you later, alligator.
The ship is taking off, ladies and gentlemen. And there goes the spaceman.